This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our current study, we've considered how to help people understand where they are at regarding a relationship with Jesus Christ. Once you and the one you're talking with have come to an approximate understanding of where they are, you can explain more readily where God would like them to be in their relationship with Jesus Christ. As I mentioned in our last visit, if they say they are married to Jesus Christ, that is, they have invited him into their hearts and surrendered themselves to him, I ask them when and where that took place. I usually add, it's always a joy to me to hear how someone came to experience God's grace in salvation through Jesus Christ. If they're clear in describing their saving relationship with Jesus Christ, I rejoice with them. If they're ambivalent, I proceed in the same way I would if they had answered that they are dating, or dating seriously, or are engaged. Some even answer that they are probably just getting acquainted. I point out that when a couple considers marriage, they are two imperfect people trying to work at developing a healthy relationship. No matter how open they are to each other, they won't fully know each other. That opens the door to possible surprises and pitfalls that could destroy their marriage. There's a big difference when you consider entering a relationship with Jesus Christ. Though you are imperfect, he is perfect. He knows you fully. He knows what he's getting into. He will never be surprised by anything you share or do in your relationship with him. He is capable of handling anything you bring into the relationship, and he will never fail you or bail out. That's the most persuasive reason for committing yourself to him and trusting in him.